Whether you are a leader or manager, engineer or accountant, doctor or CFO, we all have one thing in common. We're all being given more to do, and we're being asked to do more with less. And we're having to move faster and faster to keep up as we spend most of our time dealing with the many things that slow us down. Whenever change comes to us from the outside in, we're forced to react and put out fires. Those fires are coming to us faster, which is why the idea of agility has become so compelling. But no matter how agile you become, dodging bullets becomes pretty exhausting, especially when those bullets keep coming at an accelerated pace. There is an alternative to living as a constant crisis manager. Instead, take the initiative to become an opportunity manager. You know what people say about problems. A problem is an opportunity in disguise. But that's really not true, because by the time we know we have a problem, it's too late to turn it into an opportunity. A problem is only an opportunity if you know about it before you have it. Being preactive to future known events means putting yourself into opportunity mode, looking at problems before they occur, and preventing them from happening in the first place. It means instead of reacting to change that comes to us from the outside in, create change from the inside out. Change from the outside in is typically disruptive. Change from the inside out is purposeful and constructive. Inside out change, preactive change, this is where organic growth comes from, both personal growth and organizational growth. This is the kind of change that allows you to direct your future and seize your destiny. The only possible way to operate in this kind of change is by becoming anticipatory. Over the last several years, I've surveyed over 1,000 companies, asking them what their biggest current problem is and whether that problem could have been predicted ahead of time or if it was completely unpredictable. 93% of respondents said that their current biggest problem was fully visible and predictable over a year ago. They simply didn't know how to identify it ahead of time. It's time for us to become a bit more anticipatory. Using the hard trends that you know will impact you and your organization, ask yourself, what are the predictable problems I can clearly see will happen so I can solve them now and not have them in the first place? You'll find that a little bit more foresight goes a long way to making business and life much easier. To become an opportunity manager, schedule at least 1 hour a week to unplug from the present and plug into your future. After all, that's where you're going to spend the rest of your life. You should invest some time thinking about it. In that hour, look at the hard trends and soft trends and list them with actionable opportunities next to each. Then begin ranking them. 1, 2, 3. Number 1 would be low-hanging fruit, opportunities that are easy to take action on that don't take a lot of effort for a payoff. Number 2 would be easy, but more work. Number 3 would be more work and time, but a much bigger payoff. Then classify your list by labeling each opportunity as a could do or a should do. Next, refine it further into only a few must do's. Remember, big lists never get done. By labeling just a few, it will bring focus to your efforts. Your learning activity will help you to take action on the opportunities and rank and refine the list to only a few that you know you must do.